With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A historic victory for Donald Trump last night in the Iowa caucuses.
I want to thank everybody. This has been some period of time, and most importantly, we want to thank the great people of Iowa. Thank you. We love you all. What a turnout, what a crowd.
And that big turnout, despite bitterly cold weather, dangerously cold wind chills are continuing to affect much of the Rockies, Great Plains, and the Midwest. National Weather Service forecaster Mark Chouinard.
We've got wind chills minus 30, minus 40. Wind chills as low as zero all the way down in the portions of Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee.
About 110,000 U.S. homes and businesses were without power as of late last night. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been released from the hospital. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After spending 2 weeks at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to treat complications from prostate cancer surgery, the 70-year-old Austin is back home. Doctors say his prognosis is excellent and he will work from home as he recovers. The Pentagon chief caused a firestorm by failing to inform the White House about his hospitalization. President Biden said that was a lapse in judgment, but he still has confidence in Austin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The state of Washington has sued to block the proposed merger of Kroger and Albertsons, two of the nation's largest grocery store chains.
Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed the lawsuit in King County Superior Court. The Seattle Times reported that Ferguson, in his suit, argued that the $25 billion deal would harm consumers and raise prices. According to the suit, Kroger and Albertsons have more than 300 locations in the state and account for more than half of its grocery sales.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Kroger owns QFC and Fred Meyer as well. This is SRN News. Many pro-life Americans don't realize that many of the charities they support actually promote abortion and the LGBT agenda. So says Hugh Brown of the American Life League.
We have been shocked at some of well-known, you know, around the world, named organizations that are doing good works publicly, but then behind the scenes are actually supporting things that are evil.
He says one good example of that problem is the American Red Cross.
They are absolutely engaged in supporting this homosexual nonsense, all this transgender deception. And, you know, when you give your money to an organization, if you're a Christian person, you cannot support that.
And the ALL has produced a charity watch list of its own that reveals what major nonprofit organizations, including the American Cancer Society and the United Way, are really up to. That list can be viewed at ALL.org. This is SRN News. Local officials say about 225 people, including children, have died of starvation in Ethiopia's drought-hit and worst-scarred Tigray region since last July.
In another area, 16 individuals displaced by the brutal two-year civil war have lost their lives due to hunger. In recent weeks, districts and towns across Tigray have reported deaths as the region continues to reel from the compounded effects of a devastating war and the worst drought in decades. The federal government rejects the notion of famine, a highly sensitive word in Ethiopia, but admits drought is impacting millions.
That's the BBC's Kalidon Ibatel. The operator of the wrecked Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant in Japan says it has no new safety worries. The operator also envisions no changes to the plant's decommissioning plans, even after a deadly earthquake on January 1st that caused minor damage. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.